good, right? My mic's right. Everybody's doing all right. Bars. So, yeah, microphone checker 1212. Two kings from the Queen City. Mm-hmm. Because we got what it takes to rock the mic right.
Hell yeah. What's happening?
And we back at it. Another one.
Back outside boys is back in it for another one of the good ones.
Boy, are we back outside. Boy, as soon as we stepped outside, some shit is hitting the fan.
Man, what you got? What we got going on this day? Month three?
2024?
Yeah, man.
Third month is already up in fucking flames.
Man.
Where we at with it? But hey, let's get all the administrative work out the fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the first voice you hear is none other than Perseus, aka Pro,
okay,
aka Prolific, aka Pro Black, aka DJ Mute,
shit,
aka Mr. That Nigga,
mm-hmm,
aka Mr. Stand on Business in my Vans.
Yeah.
AKA Mr. Happy Go Lucky Guy until you touch my chicken tenders. And then it's gonna be some squabbles going down.
Touch chicken tenders.
It's gonna be some squabbles, gonna be some furniture moving.
Mm.
It's gonna be some these skedaddles going down.
Some shenanigans.
And some shenanigans.
Mm. Couldn't be me.
Hey. And that's all I got. I'm gonna pass it to my man's next to me.
Hell yeah, well shit. This way you got Drew, aka Philly, okay, aka Philly Dot, aka Philly the Don, aka let's see, Chef Philly.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Slim Philly.
Mm.
AKA also that nigga.
All right.
AKA the Black Hippie.
Mm.
Let's see. Your local stoner. The real Cyclops.
You see through them hoes, huh?
Yeah, Third Eye, Main Eye,
Razor Beam, the motherfuckers.
Shit, Jack of all trades, master none. That's what they call me.
Shit, smooth as ever. And then so
Casanova.
A Casanova type shit. Mm. Two times on him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit him with that.
Because he's so Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Or Philly in your case. So Philly it with it.
Yep. I mix it in. Wherever I'm at, I'm that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm on the West Coast. I'm LA too. So I get that too. I get South Side. I'm South.
Ooh. Mm. I see what you did there.
Everything, bro.
Well, like, we might as well take it all the way to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going back in timeline, shit, a whole lot's been happening. So let's start off with the goody news and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So Dr. Dre, long overdue, he got his walk of his star.
Shout out Dr. Dre walk of fame. For that.
Wired.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre,
one of the best to ever do it.
For sure.
Right,
as granted as the Quincy Jones of hip hop. So he in his own world.
Yup.
In his own class.
I would say that.
Yes, sir. And so with that ceremony, Eminem, 50, and Snoop was there, you know.
Had to be.
They had to be. The big juggernauts that, you know,
yeah,
that were pretty much sons of Dr. Dre's family tree, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You gotta
that's the only way to do it right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So how you feel about just Dr. Dre getting it in general, and what would this moment more so, how would it impact, like, you know, his full story of his legacy?
Let's see. How will it impact, you said?
Yeah.
Well, like I said earlier, it was much well deserved. I saw that happening from the beginning with, you know, his impact on just in hip hop in general.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You can't, it's not allowed, you can't have that much of an impact on the way music, how the hip hop sounds that he made transform those type of sounds and that type of genre, to almost kind of make everything now is like has that influence. You can kind of hear Dr. Dre's influence in almost everything West Coast, I'd say, but in just hip hop now. So yeah, he deserves that. I think it's just another staple of just how great that man is behind them keys.
Man.
So
he's a mastermind behind the pianos.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Man.
Scott Storch, all of them.
They all
got that from him.
For sure. And I don't know, man. I see it as well fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, if anything, he should have got it a long time ago, because he's one of them rare individuals that I would say nobody's really close to him when it comes to pretty much all of the music that you would hear from him that's produced from him.
Yeah.
Would come as a soundtrack.
Right.
To a movie.
Right.
Whether that's somebody's short story, I don't know. Whether that's to his own albums like The Chronic.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every time, well, most of the times I say like that because there were some tracks that you could tell he just, his leftovers he just gave to whoever.
Right.
And then, you know, let them rock the way they want to rock. But for the most part, if he's going to have his hands on it, you'll definitely get a full experience of a movie.
Yeah, it's cinematic.
It's cinematic for sure.
Yeah, he'll take you through a whole, you know, storyline or just through the sound of his music.
Whether that's just, I don't know, regular Dame in the neighborhood, going to the store, getting the 40, you know.
You're going to know how it feels like, even if you've never done that before.
Right. You know, or just riding down the block, you know, in an old school Impala or whatever.
Right.
With the windows down. And then, then that over the years, well, he was able to translate that to more so getting gigs with the movie soundtracks because, well, with the movies in general. Yeah. I know he did Bad Boys 2 as far as their score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know he had a hand in that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about every other movies that he's had his hand on. Don't feel like doing an IMPB on that shit right now, but
mm-hmm. N.W.A.
Well, of course, you know, N.W.A. when we talk on the hip hop level for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of times they do that shit quietly. You never know that Timberland or somebody did the whole score of a soundtrack. Until maybe the credits come out, and then you're like, oh shit. Right. But then you see it, then you're like, oh, yo.
Yep. Like, that's his sound all day.
I believe it.
All day long.
That nigga, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And beyond that, I mean, what else can we say? Because, you know, he's responsible for not only, you know, one of the greatest lyricists of all time with Eminem. He's responsible for one of the biggest hip-hop artists of all time in 50 Cent.
50, yep.
And he's responsible for one of the coolest hip-hop legends of all time in Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit.
There's no way you don't know who you want to see, dog.
And then the people that came from their family tree, it all goes back to, you know.
It just twinkles down from there.
Yeah, it all goes back to Dr. Dre just being that in the middle. Like, he's the son. The nucleus or whatever, however you want to describe it.
Yep.
And everything else around it was like just flourishing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And they're evolving or revolving around the sun. So he provides the foundation.
Right.
And everybody just branches off from there and you gotta respect that.
Oh yeah. So. Including even up to the modern day with someone like Kendrick Lamar, we're gonna get into some with Kendrick later. We're gonna save that for last. Ho ho ho.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't worry, but hold tight. Hold tight.
Oh yeah. Damn. I can't believe
it. It just happened. It just happened. Yeah, hold tight.
It's that West Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight that West shit. Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Dre, well deserved. Even though I made that statement a long time ago, he's not the number one producer of all time for me. Because I'm just thinking just hip hop. Mm-hmm. Only because Dr. Dre's pretty much in another tier by himself, rather than me just holding him down to that five.
Yeah,
you know, or their number one spot.
Putting them up against other people just isn't fair to those others.
Right, right.
Yeah, I feel you.
And Dr. Dre, legend.
Yep.
Chronic.
Shout out, man! Congratulations, Dr. Dre.
For sure. Yeah. You know, And so, and he just went on Jimmy Kimmel that same night. He announced, you know, your boy, you're number one of all time.
Mm-hmm.
About to drop a new album.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I don't know if he's gonna...
I would have thought you would have been ahead of it than me. Damn.
Nah. Well, I'm saying he's been dropping albums for it, but those, you know, those are good. It's just, I don't know, man. Sometimes you just kind of gotta let the legacy end where it needs to end, you know. I get what he's trying to do, but these young motherfuckers may not get it. Like, you know, we'll get it type shit. So.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I'm, like, anticipating it, you know,
mm-hmm.
on a good level is because of Dr. Dre has been more so hyping it up.
Oh, shit.
So, I know he got his hands in it somehow.
Dre's in it, yeah.
So,
when's it dropping?
They didn't say yet.
Oh.
They didn't say
yet. Yeah, I'll be late to the party. I'm definitely going to listen to it when it come out, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You thought you were going to say Lil Wayne about to drop something, too. I was like, oh, shit, Lil Wayne about to drop something.
Oh, for real?
No, I don't know. I thought maybe that's coming next. Shit, if Eminem going to drop something, Lil Wayne might as well drop some shit.
Might as well. And hope. Or the way things are going, this next man we're about to talk about, maybe he'll drop something 40 years up.
Mm-hmm.
And man, would that be something to behold? Only because of this past weekend, the internet went ablaze, social media went ablaze.
Mm-hmm. Took it and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
They so quick, man.
I mean, because it's the internet. They stay undefeated. They stay ahead.
Yeah, you ain't gonna beat them.
Hell no.
Might as well just join them.
Right. So it all started, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Future and Metro album dropping.
Yep.
Most of us was looking forward to that. So it was like, okay, boom. What toxic shit we gonna get for you know, the summer of 2024? I'm with the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I could just throw in my action or in text, like, you know, this is for you.
Yeah.
You funky bitch. But yeah.
You had somebody in mind.
Right. But it turns out it went to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
When this surprise guest hit one of the songs called Like That.
Yeah.
And boy.
Man, he like that.
And he's like that.
They like that.
Because he's like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what they was trying to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. He knew. They knew mm-hmm. to put this man, like, you know, in the secret guest world,
because
mm-hmm. They know he's like that, and they like that for doing that with him.
Yeah.
So the man we talking about is none other than Kendrick Lamar.
Yep, that guy.
That guy, K Dot.
Yep.
AKA yes. Kung Fu Kenny.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, came out swinging, came out, you know, aiming for the fences type shit.
I'm saying, you know, he went from having a therapy session, you know, with his therapist, you know, talking about, you know, why he cheated on his wife. Like, I don't know. It was just, you know, my path, the way I was going. You know?
Yeah.
And then he heard somebody call his name, according to him. And he's like, oh.
So, yeah.
Told his therapist, hold tight. Nah, I'll be right back. I'm getting some squats real quick.
Therapist is like, hold on, wait a minute. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
So what you think, like, originated this whole situation?
I think it's that whole thing of J. Cole. For those that don't know, Kendrick dissing J. Cole and Drake on Like That. I think what started off was, of course, them collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
And then little shots here and there was happening prior to First Person Shooter.
Yeah.
For what I'm seeing, yeah, this goes way back, you know, at least with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he throw a little shit here and there, you know, at them.
Little jabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all it takes is like the recent collab with Cole. Cole is in his addressing the top three, but, you know, saying like, nah. We all the top three, you know, but I'm Muhammad Ali, though.
Yeah.
Like throwing little slick things here and there.
Right. That is saying he's putting himself over.
Right. Right.
If he.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And boy, I wasn't expecting this. Boy, he come out swinging.
I feel more side, like Kendrick's side as well, because Kendrick is like, you know, fuck that big three shit. But at the same time, he's not really, well, he's saying like, I feel like he's saying he just don't want to be in a clique type situation, like what they're trying to put. He said, but J. Cole was like me, Crit, and Drake or whatever. And then Kendrick is more like saying, well, nah, I don't want to be a group. I don't want to have to be grouped in with y'all niggas. I'm like, I'm my own nigga. Like, I'm like that type shit.
Right. I think it's, and you know what, to add to that, I'm thinking more so he's tired of the fake shit from maybe one of them in that trio.
Drake.
More so Drake, if
Drake,
anything.
Drake's been dramatic since day one.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so it's like, maybe, because I felt like Kendrick wasn't really going at J. Cole.
Right.
That much.
Nah.
If anything, he's telling like, oh, so you hanging with him? I bet. Catch this little quick stray real quick.
Mm-hmm. You with this nigga? Then
yeah. And that top three shit? Nah, I ain't with that shit.
Right.
Fuck the big three. Nigga, it's just me. Big me. Oof.
Right. So he's trying to separate himself from right. trying to be grouped in with, you know what I'm saying? In which J. Cole was more so trying to meet more like, I guess, on the positive side of that statement, saying that, you know, they're like equal
top yeah.
three today's lyricists. So.
J. Cole's on that Kumbaya Lord yeah. type shit. And Kendrick's like, nah, fuck that, you know. Indians and Cowboys, where we at? We're right. swinging on something.
Him and Drake are all like snugging together and all this shit. No, you know, no Diddy, but like Kendrick.
No Diddy.
Kendrick come in and be like, nah, fuck all this Kumbaya shit, man.
Word.
This is hip hop.
Yeah, it's competitive.
Talking about? Yeah, fuck you talking about? Like, let's go at it.
I mean, and it's ironic that both of them didn't take the bait the last time something like this happened with Kendrick and with Control.
He's done it before.
Right. Ironically, what? 11 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
10 or 11 years ago?
Yeah.
At least.
I didn't know it was that long.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yep.
But yeah. And I see both sides, like you said, but I'm more so on the Kendrick side.
Oh, yeah. I'm on that competitive side, too.
Yeah, and I'm not with the sneak dish, and I'm not with you, you know, smiling in my face and talking, you know,
mm-hmm.
and slick shit behind my back.
Right. Yeah, I never that.
Yeah.
I ain't never with that shit.
Word. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. When you start off with saying shit like that, mm-hmm. oh, he's looking for all the smoke.
Yeah, he wanted it.
Yeah. He saying, we ain't going down like no bitches out here.
He welcomed it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He wish a nigga would. What that nigga Kanye say? He wish a nigga would.
For sure.
Fuck around and find out.
Shit.
So it's been. I don't think. I guess as of today, no responses have came. Right.
I guess I seen like shit where Drake kind of like
the concert rant.
The concert rant shit.
I don't think that wasn't really.
That one really something.
From what I heard, he wasn't really saying nothing to Kendrick, I don't think.
Right.
Speaking
right.
to the crowd on some.
That's a damn shame. You're going to go on a Kanye rant instead of getting in the booth.
Mm-hmm. were they torn now, or Drake's torn right now?
Yeah.
So you know he heard it.
Oh, yeah.
You know he heard this shit. Ain't like he can say, oh, you heard this shit.
I mean, and man, niggas walking up to him. I saw something on TMZ where one nigga's like, yo! Kendrick better than you, nigga.
So that nigga faked twice, at least right. twice.
Right. And I know he flinched the second time, so I know he heard
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, so, but yeah, my favorite lines is like, fuck that big three, nigga. It's just big me. And that Prince line, oof. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack.
Right.
That shit got so many layers to it, it's just ridiculous. Right. Just that bar alone.
Yeah.
Cause yeah,
he's making a bunch of different statements with that.
Yeah, Drake. Cause Drake on the surface level, jump out the window saying, you know, I'm the next Mike Jack, beat it. Which I do not look at that nigga like the next Michael Jackson, but some people do.
Yeah, he's
and then yeah,
sales and stuff.
Right.
That's what he's probably getting at.
So, as a whole, how much you think that? Well, how long you think that diss is going to stick with everybody? You think that's like, you know, one of the hardest ones in a long time?
I wouldn't say hardest because it was a short verse.
Right.
You know, you look at something like Ether and you look at Takeover, you know, they made complete songs. dissing these other niggas. So I don't think it was like a full blown going at these niggas right now. I think he was just trying to stir the pot up a little bit, and I think it definitely did what it's supposed to do.
Right.
Because I don't think he wanted to like say, man, you know, Drake or Kendrick ain't fucking with. It got to that point, but I don't think he meant for it to say, all right, Kendrick ain't fucking with J. Cole or Drake or some shit like that. Or Future ain't fucking with Drake and shit. But the internet does what it does.
Right.
Took that shit and made it what it is. But it was honestly, it was probably like, it wasn't even a full 16, maybe an 8-bar verse that he did.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I think it was 16, but, you know, as far as like the shots, it wasn't that many. Shots within them. It.
Yeah. Towards the whole verse wasn't a big shot.
Right.
But yeah, he killed his verse though, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So it might die out here, but we shall see. I guess it depends on what if we get no responses, I think it'll die out on his own.
Yeah. And see, for me, I still got control up there. As that shit.
I feel like that was a bigger shot than this one.
Oh, for sure. Because he had niggas that's coming in that he wasn't even talking to.
Yep.
They were trying to make themselves relevant with that shit.
Yep.
And boy, was that a time where I believe that was like the last time we did have like a true hip hop moment where somebody's looking for that competition.
Right.
Ironically, like it is now.
Yeah, that's basically what you're looking for, competition.
Right. Because we got some shit now, it's like, eh.
Right.
Like, say, for instance, that Benzino shit. Right. That shit don't hit nothing.
Yeah, I barely remember it. I mean, you probably remember his. Yeah, before I do. I remember Eminem's song. His verse before I remember his.
Well, I don't remember his bars myself. I just remember the antics around it and shit like that. Like, for instance, him being at Mom's Spaghetti recently. Shit was a doozy.
He took a picture at it, gave it a finger or something, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
Thinking he was doing something, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
But back to Kendrick. Yeah. I'd say I'll give it by summer. If nothing happens, I'll give it by summer.
It's a good start to the summer, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, for sure.
Start some good shit.
This is some good spring break type shit.
Oh yeah.
You heard?
It's gonna shoot up with that anticipation of that Future album featuring Metro. Yeah.
Which the album is actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
I've listened to it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this shit is actually actually banging, you know what I mean?
That's what it probably came out to do, honestly.
Oh yeah. That's more popularity for them, not loving it at the moment.
I mean, if anything, you put Kendrick on your song, it's gonna do numbers. Kendrick or J. Cole, we could have went either way with that, honestly.
True.
Yeah. Well, Drake.
Well, they had odds with Drake themselves.
Yeah, they had beef. Yeah.
I heard it was over a chick too, and that's how most of these beefs happen too, over a chick.
Hate to see it.
There's niggas in jail over that, but yeah. Hey.
There's niggas 6 feet deep for that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Beyond that, it's like, when I think about this thing of if they're going to respond as far as like J. Cole and Drake, be honest, I don't see J. Cole answering like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does, well, this whip, everybody's trying to hype it up like, yeah, nah, J. Cole's going to, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Only because of, you know, the tear he's been on as of lately with the Futures.
Right.
But even then, it's like, okay, I just don't see that.
Right.
As of yet.
Yeah.
Drake, he'll probably, you know, do some slick shit, say some slick shit. Here and there in the interview or something.
Right.
And then, you know, wait till fucking a year later to actually throw something at him like he does with Pusha T.
Yeah, he's more so like a internet, like, yeah, like a personality, right, for a while. That's right. The point. You know, you see him like on, like, doing like online things with like Casanet. Well, not Casanet, that's the other people. But like, you know, he's doing like the gambling thing.
Yeah.
And he'd be like showing his online, and he'll like be talking or doing interviews with like that little white like the little white girl and stuff.
Yeah.
You'll hear some shit off that or something.
Yeah. Or, you know, with Rap Radar every now and then.
Yup, some shit like that.
Yeah. I'm just a little surprised that niggas, you know, with the hate on Kendrick. But I think that stemmed from his last album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Yeah.
I know how me and you feel about it. Like, you know, man, we thought it was dope and we appreciate it only because of we looked at it like art rather than just a straight up hip hop album, like, you know, say damn or whatnot. But a lot of people felt like it was mid. You know, just
hate to see it.
Yeah.
Them typically aren't the ones who really know too much about hip hop anyway, so it is what it is too.
Right.
So,
and yeah, it's some definitely, going back to that album, it's definitely some deep stuff in there. Yeah, the placement on my list is not, say, top three Kendrick albums, but I still appreciate it for what he does, what he did with it.
For sure. You gotta respect it. The artwork, the artistry of it.
Yeah. You know? Cause he would have that's one album that pretty much had me thinking about, you know, mental health of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just the mental health aspect of it in whole.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. Yep.
Yeah.
Some people don't even think about it.
No.
Or have the confidence or the talent to put it in a song or music to display it in that fashion.
Oh, right. So, but yeah, I think that's what he has against him. So, if anything, if there's no response from the other side, I don't think it's going to hurt Kendrick.
Oh, hell nah.
But I think it's just going to be like one thing, like, oh, it's a moment thing, then it's going to go away. And then now Kendrick's going to have to prove, you know, with another album.
Unless that's what he's planning on doing, dropping something here soon.
Right.
That'll be what's up. We need that shit.
For sure. And so, only time to tell to be continued on that shit.
Put that in the atmosphere. Let's go ahead and get another album since you want
to. That's a fact.
Come so heavy on this one. Fam, I appreciate it, Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the side with the Big Steppers, you know, because I'm with the shits.
You with the shits.
You know what I'm saying? Petty Murphy over here in the house. You know what I'm saying? Just give me I'll do some spoken word on your album.
Petty Rock.
You know what I'm saying?
Petty Pendergrass.
Petty Pendergrass. I can't think of anybody else because it's Petty Pendergrass, Petty Rock. Petty Murphy.
Tom Petty.
I see what you
did. Is that his name?
Yep.
That's his real name.
That's his actual real name.
It works, though.
Ain't that a bitch? Yeah. Black Tom Petty out this bitch.
Yeah, just call me the Black Tom Petty.
Word right up. Emphasis on Petty, my nigga.
Emphasis on that Petty part.
Shit, hell yeah.
With the shit, we like that.
And it's like that, you know what I mean? So yeah, so other than that.
What do you have, Petty?
Oh man, life is good.
We got another one.
Yeah, just an exciting year for hip hop in general.
For sure.
At least what I'm seeing. So hopefully we'll get some classic shit. I'm looking forward to Rock Marciano's album coming out soon.
Okay.
Brother Ali's album. And then who else comes out after that? Hey, it's up in the air. Shout out to my man Tyreek, aka Kid Snacks. I'm looking forward to your next joint, my nigga. Greensboro's on. We're gonna get to your shit next week too. When it comes to your two projects that you got out now. I ain't forgot about you. Yeah, you know I mean.
Just do it.
Yeah, you know I mean. Other than that, we're gonna put in that work.
Yep.
As usual. You see
me.
Man, I think that's the end of the week, man. You know, shit. Impactful week. Oh, shit. No, that Diddy shit. Real quick.
Yeah, Diddy did that shit. He did all that shit.
Oh, he did all that shit.
Whatever they said he did that shit.
Yeah, whatever the feds say he did. Oh, yeah, he definitely did that.
That nigga did that shit. He on the run right now.
Bruh.
He left his seeds back.
You know, his kids. Yeah. He's like, man, fuck them kids. They grown ass niggas now. Anyway.
Damn.
Them niggas on the run. Well, that nigga on the run.
He ain't making
it. In the Caribbean somewhere.
Well, nah. He didn't make it through Miami, did he?
I don't know. They said that they tracked him down. He's somewhere in the Caribbean.
So he made it out the States?
Yeah.
Mm. I thought they got him before they made him out.
And
they had footage of him in public, like on a phone.
Right.
Like at an airport or some shit. He was like walking back and forth.
Looking stressed.
Bruh.
Looking like he going through it.
Something going down.
Oh, he definitely knows something going down.
Facebook.
For the feds to raid your house the way they did.
Man. And then Facebook, Warren Buffett, all them people selling all them shares. You see all that?
Yeah, he shook.
Jeff Bezos, Amazon.
Some shit Diddy.
Shit's going down, man. On top of this Diddy shit.
Man, Cat wasn't lying when he said in the beginning of the year, oh, it's going down for all y'all. All you niggas going to get exposed. Damn.
Because
he sold his Revolt TV shares.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's done with that.
Yeah, Diddy, so I'm like, oh yeah, he's some heinous shit at the moment.
He stepped down initially, right?
He stepped down, yeah.
He was still involved, but now.
But now it's like, nah, fuck all that. To a mysterious black man, that's what they said. So I'm like, well, who the hell is this mysterious person?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's Jay-Z.
Well, Jay-Z's been kind of quiet since all this is going down.
You know what? Nah.
This nigga's been very, very quiet.
You know what? I ain't want to face the music.
My nigga, hey.
That's my nigga too. Shit.
Yeah, man. He's chosen a moment of silence. He's choosing to plead.
Yeah.
Which might be smart. I don't know what's going on, but it don't look good for Diddy. I'm going to say that right now.
Shit. If we ain't got to worry about acts like 50 Cent, because he made that clear. He's clowning the fuck out of Diddy.
Yeah, he is clowning.
And I just saw something today where he's going to actually drop a documentary on Diddy.
50?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Very. Very. We're going to see.
When is it on Netflix? Is it dropping on?
More than likely, probably stars knowing him.
Oh, his network type shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's considered his network now.
You could consider that as network.
He's the only one. Drops his shows on that network.
Yeah. He made stars where it's at.
Yep.
Fuck the bullshit. Hey, we're going to call him the way it is.
I can see him taking over there, so.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. At a certain point.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Diddy did all that shit.
Yeah, he definitely did it. Did he? Or did he not?
Did he do it? Did he do it?
I think he did that shit. He did.
I mean, he's making himself look very what's the word I'm looking for? Guilty?
Oh, for sure.
Imagine Perseus was doing all this crazy shit. Alright, well let's go find him and talk to him and ask about him. Next thing you know, Perseus took a plane to fucking Chris. Oh yeah, he did that shit.
Yep.
Damn it.
Oh, for sure. I ain't give y'all no warning or nothing.
Don't say shit.
Yep.
Oh, you just happened to go on vacation? Yeah, that's convenient.
Word. I told you, I'm moving on back. I'm going to go to Funan real quick. Nigga ain't pop up for cool 6 months later.
Good gone, bruh. And they didn't even tell your kids. Imagine that.
I know, right?
Yeah, you did all that shit.
Oh, he's the father of the motherfucking year. I'll tell you that much.
As soon as he had to pay that girl off, I knew he was going to be in some shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, it's a snowball effect from here. She opened up some shit that you
She opened up the floodgates.
And the fact that I think what happened is he paid her off so quick. Now everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because she said, as soon as she said something, immediately, like a week later or
maybe some hours later.
The next day, right?
Yeah.
It just goes away or some shit.
Yep.
Nope.
I knew something was up.
Nah, nigga.
Yep.
That ain't how this shit gonna work.
You ain't gonna just hide that shit from us, nigga.
Nope.
Fuck that.
He should have fought. I don't know. I feel like he probably should have tried to fight against that best he could, because that's what fucked him up.
Yeah. And if anything, even if you're guilty, hell, fight to save face.
Exactly. This is your legacy that's about to happen.
Right.
R. Kelly, Bill Cosby.
Oh, they're going to be dapping up each other in prison in a little bit. They're going to be running the yard, you know what I'm saying?
I saw a video, they had R. Kelly looking like waiting for him to come into some shit like Tom Brady.
Yep.
I said, oh no.
Oh shit. Singing that Satisfy You shit that they did together a long time ago. Every hour on the motherfucking hour.
Man.
To a nigga named Tukey. Or to a nigga named Big Red or whatever.
Yeah, it's big something. It's gonna be big something.
No Diddy though.
No Diddy. Hey yo, no Diddy.
That's crazy.
My fault.
Yo, that's wild. Hey, yo, that's wild, that my nigga.
Wild. That's wild. Hey, man.
So
he needs to face, consequences if he did some shit. You know what I mean?
All that shit's coming back to him. Yeah. Karma is real.
Yeah, man. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the R. Kelly shit. It's not right. So
not right.
You got to face your consequences, big dog.
Yeah.
Can't stop. So we...
Boy, does that have a different tone to it now. Shit.
Yeah, man.
And on that note, shit, I think that would cap off the week, right?
I think we did it.
Shit. How about bars? You got any bars for the week?
All right, so I've been catching up with that Baller Show.
Okay.
And this is shout out to Spencer Strassmore, a.k.a. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He says, at a certain point, in order to succeed, you gotta not give a fuck.
Something as simple as that.
So stop giving a fuck. Maybe you will succeed.
I'm gonna let that ride out. Let it breathe.
No Diddy. Pause.
Hey, yo, that's crazy. That is fucking wild.
What you got, Jake?
Well, see, I can't top yours, but I'm gonna say an ill line. I feel like it's ill from Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows who he got it from? He probably got this from a wise person. Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you.
Yeah, sometimes that truth, people want to bury that shit.
Word.
Bars.
Hey, Morty, got something for him? Wired.
Blackout.
Blackout, nigga.